thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you. Father, I pray for all of our partners, everyone in this room that is a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Thank you, Father. Everyone watching online, thank you for them. And Father, anyone that's in this room that senses and has heard the call to become a partner with this ministry, in the name of Jesus, I receive them now. I open this ministry. I open up its rewards and its blessings for them to enter in and become a part. Thank you. And I pray for all of my partners. I pray for all of our partners that don't have a job right now, but they want a job. Father, I'm asking you to get them connected with the best job they've ever had in their entire life. You already have it planned. You've already got it, or just need to connect them up. Just connect the dots. And we praise you for it. And Father, any of our partners who have family that's outside the kingdom of God, children, parents, any family, close friends outside the kingdom of God, I'm asking you to cause them to just come running into the kingdom. We bind you, Satan. You desist in your maneuvers to keep them out of the kingdom. And we pray the Lord of the harvest send laborers across their path with the word of their salvation, the word of their being filled with the Holy Spirit, the word of their healing, and the word of their prosperity. Praise God. And all of our partners, Father, that work for someone else, I'm asking you to give them the best promotions. I'm asking you to give them God ideas that cause them to prosper and grow in that company all the way up to, and if it's your will, that they own that company. And if you've called them and it is in their godly destiny to own their own company, I'm asking you to use where they are now as a springboard right on into the best they've ever seen. And all of my partners that own their own businesses, glory to God. Oh, I'm asking you to show them and give them ideas and insights and concepts. Praise God, that caused them to prosper to the point where people come to them and say, even in this kind of economy, how are you doing this? And they'll say, our God supplies all of our needs. Jesus. Our Lord, our financier, our high priest, our Melchizedek, he is the one that invented business. And he's showing us things and giving us witty inventions and making us prosper beyond measure. And oh, Father, all of our partners that are in the military, Oh, bless their darling hearts. I'm so thrilled with them. Glory to Jesus, I'm so thrilled. And I praise you for them. And we pray the 91st Psalm, the soldier's psalm. And we pray the soldier's promise in the book of Numbers. Glory to God. That they go to war armed in the Lord and they will return. Yes. They will return. Received by the nation and received by God. You promised that. And in my own words, you just go home and sleep like a baby. And the same for our military and our first responders. Oh, dear Lord. These people see things no human ought to see. Ah, but they can be free of all pressure of the devil. And we pray for them every day, as you know, sir. And we thank you and we hold them up. Now, I'm asking you for a speedy promotion. Because promotion comes from on high. Oh, promote them. Glory to God. Right on up to the top. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. And all of them that are in the ministry, oh, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. Give them partners. Cause them to grow financially. Cause that there be not a trickle, not a stream, not a river, but a flood. Flood stage of anointing. Flood stage of outpouring. Flood stage of finances and abilities. Just come flowing into them. Come flowing into them. Thank you for it, Lord. Oh, and I bless them. Father, I've prayed this, that every partner meeting, every partner service, for many, 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 many years, Gloria and I committed ourselves to it many, many, many years ago. But I pray it again so that my partners can hear it and those that are going to become partners this morning. I pray it so they can hear it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Gloria and I commit ourselves to keep this ministry pure. To keep it pure on the Word of God. To keep it pure financially in all money matters and affairs. And to keep it pure sexually. We commit to it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed! Be blessed. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You're the one that blesses me. You know that? Whoa. You know, I get around you. There's something strange about you. I get around you. And if somebody don't just get me by the coat, I can't quit preaching. Well, that's really not true. I can, but a super don't want to. Oh, praise God. You may be seated and give the Lord a shout and a praise. Thank you, Lord. Now, anyone here that would like to have an envelope for you where you can become a partner, if you'd raise your hand, the ushers have those envelopes. Yeah, anyone? Yeah, there's, well, several. Welcome, 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 praise God. And I commit to you before God, before all present. You will never be without prayer again until you go home to be with the Lord or Jesus comes, one of the two. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go in, I pray for you every day. We have a prayer team in the ministry that prays for you every day. And then the whole staff prays for you every day. And that's not just the people here in the United States. We've got full-time staff and praying ministries all over the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and I write you a partner letter every month. And oh, glory to God. This one I just wrote just a few days ago. You're going to like it, I know. Amen. Well, I didn't tell any secrets, but it's good stuff. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, Lord. I have some video clips here that I'd like for you to watch and really, really pay careful attention, particularly to the first one, please.
My name is Evangelist Lachey McKinney. This is my father, Apostle S.C. McKinney, and I am his personal assistant. I work with him hand in hand in ministry. We have grown immensely in 33 years. And all of a sudden, my body began to show signs of sickness, and I had ignored it for about a year. Then after a year, I started getting worse, even though I was speaking to my body, but I wasn't seeing any results. And I, instead of getting better, I was getting worse. So I asked my father, okay, what should I do? He said, go on and to the hospital and find out what's going on. And that's what I did. When I got there, I took about two or three of the ladies from the ministry, and we were in the waiting room. They had taken the blood work. I think I stayed there about 5 hours. And then what happened was, when the doctor came in, he said, I have good news and I have bad news. And I said, the good news is I don't have cancer. And he said, I can't say that. But long story short, he gave me a piece of paper and he told me, this is a doctor. I need you to call a cancer specialist. And I did on that Monday. And when I called, I didn't have the money at that time to actually, I didn't have any insurance. I didn't have the money to get an examination or to even see him. I got a telephone call from one of our pastor friends who told me that she had already made an appointment for me to go to the Greenville School of Medicine. And when I got there, they diagnosed me with lymphoma cancer. And the doctor said I had only 30 days to live. They had given me a breathing apparatus. They said I was breathing like a 93-year-old woman. My liver was 200 times larger than what it was supposed to be, and so was my spleen. I didn't have the energy or the breath to do anything. I remember walking by the mirror before I lay down, and I saw the shadow of death, and fear gripped my heart. And I knew by the looks of things, I wasn't gonna make it. And instead of fighting, I kind of succumbed to it. And I remember that day when I was laying on the couch and he came to me, and he didn't sound too nice. He didn't show any pity because he knew that I was in a fight for my life. And he said, you're gonna die if you don't get up from here. He said, you're a minister of the gospel and you have to know that the devil is fighting you because of what you're doing positive in the kingdom. He said, physician, get up and heal yourself. That's exactly what he said. I grabbed my Bible and I began to walk back and forth. I read something from Gloria Copeland that talked about how we should take the word like medicine, and that we should use it just like we would medicine and use it 3 times a day. And if situation get worse, to double the dosage. I would never forget that, and that's what I did. For 28 days, I had 30 days to live now. For 28 days, I walked 3 times a day, and I got my Bible, and I quoted every scripture, and I prophesied and spoke them over my life. And I didn't feel anything different in 28 days. But at the end of that 28 days, something happened. I don't know what it was, but I knew it. Faith kicked in. Yes, faith kicked in. And I said, He was wounded for Lachey's transgressions. He was bruised for Lachey's iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was on him. And with those stripes, I am healed. And I knew that day that I was healed. And I had two more days to go. In the 30 days, that 30th day, I went back to the doctor. And they looked at the exam. And they took x-rays again. And they brought in one specialist. And they brought in two specialists. They kept looking. Five specialists came in that day. I'll never forget it. They were talking among themselves, but I didn't know what they were saying. So finally he came over to me. He said, "This is what it looked like 30 days ago. Where is the cancer? It's not here." We have to understand that the Word of God is for us. That it's not just something out there or something in the Bible. This is a rhema word, and it comes to life when we take it. That's what Gloria always says. To, like, if somebody's giving you a cake, it's not yours until you receive it. Well, the word of healing is for us, but we have to receive it. And so it's important for us to take it. And when we do, it becomes life.
All right, now, faith cometh. Faith cometh. Now, I'm going to say this again. Faith is automatic. There's no such thing as faith that doesn't come. There's people that don't work it. But the faith is in there if Jesus is your Lord and Savior. It is in there and it's His. It's His faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and that's the only way it comes. That is the way it comes. Those are spiritual laws. By what law? The law of works? No, by the law of faith. Amen. Now, she totally immersed in the Word. She totally immersed in the receiving of it. She was acting on Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. She put the Word first place. She attended, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings." To incline means to lean into. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Now listen. "Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health," the Hebrew word is medicine, "medicine to all their flesh." Amen. So now she put that prescription for healing into operation according to the instructions on the bottle. Amen? That's what she did. And it worked. But it didn't work for me. You didn't follow the instruction. "Yes, I did." "Well, sweetheart, either you or Jesus one lied." "Well, that faith stuff doesn't work." Jesus said it did. Amen. Now, I understand, particularly when you're sick and you're hurt and it's dangerous and you're faced with a death sentence. That's no excuse. Just because you feel so bad, you're going to die, baby. Did you hear what her daddy told her? "Get up, Mary, girl. You're going to die. You're going to lay there till you die." Joel Osteen's mama, Dodie, and John called Gloria and me one afternoon, or one evening. And she said, "I've been diagnosed with liver cancer, and We'd like for you, for the two of you to set yourselves in agreement with it. And we did, and we stood on a number of scriptures. And Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against you and shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, you will condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. And we went through all those scriptures. She just consistently got worse and got worse. But let me tell you, and if you don't know where else to get it, the little book of her testimony, you can get it from KCM. And she did exactly what Lachey did. And she refused to go to bed and be sick. She kept doing her daily chores. She said there was time she thought she was going to fall on the floor and die. She was so weak. But she kept standing on the word of God. In the book of Joel, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And she just kept on. But she go through that scripture list every day, a minimum of three times a day, and meditate it, and meditate it. Do it before she got up in the morning. She'd do it. Same thing Lachey was doing, three times a day. And other times, and quoting it all the time while she's up moving around. Well, it didn't come instantly. But I'm going to give you something. It did come instantly. Lachey's came instantly. It came the moment faith was full. I heard Oral Roberts preach this, and it is embranded in me like with a hot iron. And he was talking about the woman with the issue of blood. Faith has to come to a climax. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Well, you just keep feeding it. You just keep putting wood on the fire. Well, see, it's working all the time. Faith coming. Faith coming. Gloria calls it faith boiling over. Now, if you're at sea level and you got water and you got a fire, there ain't no such thing as it not boiling. You get to 212 degrees and it's going to boil. Amen? Now, if you ever watched water boil, it starts out those little tiny bubbles. That's boiling water. It's not a rolling boil yet, but that's it. It's a coming. It's a coming. That's it right there. That's it right there. See what happened? It was coming all the time. It began when you turned on the fire. You could stuck your hand in there, rather, but while the fire's on, you better get it out of there because it's coming. Why? Those are physical laws that were created. The laws of physics were given birth to by the laws of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Now, how many drops of water does it take to overflow a cup? One. Please. I believe I receive. I believe I receive. Now that's Lachey for 28 days. That's Dodie Osteen. That's you. Wait for it. Wait for it. Now, that cup had a lot of drops in it, but that one drop, that one mustard seed, set it off. Huh? That's shouting time in the household of faith. Hallelujah. Glory. Watch this one.
If guys will all set everything up, we're going to get right into it. I'm going to tell you right now, you better fasten your seatbelt. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In that name,
turn him loose, Satan. In that name. Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sign the Lord and stay here.
Huh?
I'm going to sign the Lord and stay here.
Okay, what are you going to do right now? What else? What do you want? What do you want from God?
I want his hands on my heart and on my body. Do you
hear me? That's what you really come up here for, wasn't it? To get healed. Well, don't be embarrassed about it. Is that what you're going to do, is get healed? Is that what you're going to do? Well, then do it in the name of Jesus. See, that's all God was looking for, was just a commitment. All he wanted you to do is say yes. I got some news for you. You got it. I know when that power leaves me. You got it. Now you walk off of here a new woman. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank God. In that name. In that name.
keep on coming. Come on. Are you ready for this?
She had come with a group from her church to that meeting that night. And after the service, they couldn't get her to get in the bus. This is important to this. She wouldn't get in the bus, and she's stumbling all over the place just like she did up there on that stage. And she's hanging on to the outside of the bus, but wouldn't quit. And one thing you're going to notice about people that receive from God, they never quit. And if you do quit, you just slap your own jaws. Amen. And get up out of there just like the Word of God says. I'll get up again, and I'll keep getting up, praise God, and I'll keep getting up. Just the opposite from what one woman told her husband. He kept trying to tell her, quit saying you're sick, you're healed. She said, I am not. He said, you are too. The scripture said, by his stripes you were healed. She said, I don't care if it does, I'm sick. And she said, I'm going to have a put on my tombstone. See there, I told you I was sick. She finally got it. That was Dodie Osteen. Amen. That's back when Brother Hagin had been preaching in there and so forth, and John kept trying to tell her. She was irritated at John trying to tell her what to do and what to say. But boy, I'm telling you what, when the wood hit the fire, that woman wouldn't quit, and she is still strong, 85 years old. And the last time I saw her was at her, well, it was 10 years ago, at her 75th birthday. And I said, Dodie, tell me about it. I said, are you still reading your scriptures? Oh, Kenneth, she said, I have to or I die. She said, yeah, three times a day at least. All of them. Eyes, ears, mouth. Look at them. Believe them. Speak them. Meditate on them. This is your life. This is your life. The power of death and life are in the tongue. Whether you like the sound of that or not. Personally, I rather like the sound of it. Because God has just handed us the book and says, you want to live or die? Whichever way you're going to do, fix your mouth. Watch you. I'm going to say this to you. Well, I don't know. It just seemed like to me, every time I walk past the table full of food, I gain 5 pounds. You want me to tell you why? You got a fat mouth. Oh, Billy Cooper, you calling me fat? Yeah. Now, I have every right to do that. Number one, I'm a minister of the gospel, and I ain't gonna patty cake with you, chubby. Number two, I used to weigh nearly 100 pounds more than I do right now. So don't come talk to me. Don't be coming to me. Oh, it's so hard, Brother Copeland. I know it. I know it. I've been just as mad as you are. I've been just as irritated and get up and throw my stuff and food across the kitchen, particularly before I got saved. Hate a dot. No, it didn't come easy, but it came. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. You got time for one more? Good. I'll show it to you.
Where's she at? You got healed online? Watching online? What do you mean you got healed online?
I got healed online.
From what?
I had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a professional pianist and used to play in healing meetings like this.
Okay. And you were watching online from where?
Sir, from Farmers Branch in Dallas, Texas, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away.
Okay.
And I asked the angels to get us here. I said, husband, we have to go. My husband, Breck,
right,
we have
your
to
husband?
Go.
Okay, so you...
And then on the way, you called for shingles?
Yeah.
My husband has shingles.
Okay, but I'm talking about you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me?
Talk to me, what happened?
I can start feeling my fingers again. They're starting to work. Like this. Like this. Like this. All over the place.
Come on. Your name is... Come on, church. Your name.
Your name is Jesus.
Your name.
So this vibrating, this shaking, tell me what this is, these tremors. What caused this?
Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Hashimoto.
And it's she has over 80 illnesses. And
over 80
thyroid
illnesses that caused by what?
Bad thyroid.
A bad thyroid. Mm-hmm. That's your body temperature. That's connected to your thymus gland, correct? Your thymus?
And I almost died last week.
Yeah.
And I died 3 more times this week because my mm-hmm. blood pressure won't stay high.
No, you came all this way.
I came all this way. Yes, I can feel my toes.
You can feel your toes.
Come on! What's the matter with this group? What's the matter? Come on! Move the chair.
David. Go, go.
Hallelujah. Now, she's a concert pianist. She hadn't played the piano in 12 years. She couldn't. When she got there that night, they jumped in the car and they knew where EMIC was because they were acquainted with us and so forth. And they were E-members of the church. But when she got there, she was like this. And her feet were curled up under her. So she had already begun. She said she got, she received her healing while she was at home. And then they had to pick her up in this little ball and put her in her chair. And she just kept coming undone. And then Sunday morning, they were in church, and she went home, and she said, I played my big 88 keys. She said, my dogs went crazy. They'd never heard her play. Now, I tell you, it's shouting time. And one of the reasons the Lord is having us to show you this is it's exciting and it's wonderful and all of that. But folks, these are the times. When you saw That young woman come out of those braces. Was that 83? January of 1983, I had been on a time of fasting and pray, and for almost the whole month. While I was there, the Lord was, oh my goodness. He said, intercede and pray for the outpouring which has already begun. Smith Wigglesworth prophesied it back in the early part of the 20th century. And Brother Hagin talked about it. He talked about it from the 80s all the way till he went home to be with the Lord in September of 2003. And it is now coming onto the surface. You will find the same healings taking place with more in the area of signs and wonder. There was in Billy Burke's ministry now. And he was in Miami just a little while before he was there in this meeting, EMIC. In the church of a very close friend of Gloria and mine and this ministry. And he was there almost coinciding, I think it was at that same the time that we go down there every year, that Jerry and so forth. If it wasn't, it was just right there close to it. Anyway, in fact, I talked to Jerry Moore this morning, and they're just doing real good down there. Did you talk to Billy? And he's doing good too. All right, and they're in Miami, and you know we got God's finger in the eye of that storm. You understand that? Then I poked that thing in the eye. Now it started moving west. So now we join with Keith and Phyllis Moore, who are over on the west side. It's that thing getting a 1-2 punch. Amen. I talked to Wayne Cochran this morning too. Wayne's doing good. Anyway, there was a woman. Last stages of leukemia. And she, in the process of Billy's meeting like that, and he laid hands on her, and she just went out on the floor. And she lay there in the floor until the service was over. And got up, went home. She said she just felt wonderful. Got a good night's sleep. Woke up the next morning just feeling great. But there was blood all over her clothes, all over the sheets. She said she bled out of every orifice of her body. But she said, I felt great. But her daughter came in there and said, well, I still think we ought to go see the doctor. Well, you know, she got a blood doctor. I mean, so they went to see him, called him, you know, and got emergency in there. He checked her. He said, there is no sign of leukemia in your blood at all. Now, wait a minute. The daughter said, check that blood in her robe. The blood in her robe and gown was full of leukemia. Now, God's healed millions of people with leukemia, and that didn't happen. So what's happening? A sign and a wonder. What is a wonder? Makes you wonder. Amen. Put the video up there, please. Not a video, but the picture of Bishop Oyedepo holding that elbow device. In Lagos, Nigeria, well, outside of Lagos there. That you know, Gloria and I go there every year, and we have for a number of years. And we had been there in May, and we had a minister's conference there, and then that the church itself, the main auditorium seats 54,000, and they fill it up five times every Sunday. Well, I only got to preach to 110,000 the first two services. But anyway, Bishop called me, his daughter and son-in-law, pastor church here in the United States, and he had come to see them. He called me. He said, I'm going to fly down to your place, and I'm going to show you something. So he said, when you left, he said, we had such an amazing outpouring. He said, since May, this is October, we've had over 138,000 people come into the church. Whoa. In May, June, July, August, September, a little over 4 months. He said, you can imagine what the pastoral staff, even though they got a lot of people, he said they were working night and day. These people just come in there nearly all at one time. Well, there's a young man that had his elbow had been destroyed by gunshot. And they put that elbow replacement in there. And he said he'd had this miserable pain with it ever since it'd been in there. And the Lord told him, he said, you've been working hard for me. Get a good night's sleep tonight. I'm going to work for you. So he just went to bed and went to sleep. Woke up the next morning, and that thing is laying in the bed next to him. He's got a brand new elbow joint. And it's just laying there. Now that flat spot, that's the young man right there. This is the next year, Gloria and I are feeling of that elbow. Amen. That flat stop top on the flat, that's got all the serial numbers, doctor's serial number and his serial number, the patient number and all of that right there. Woo. Shouting time. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we worship you this morning. Oh, you're the God of our salvation. You are the God that heals us, saves us. Oh, and we worship you. Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my, 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 my. You are so amazing in our lives. And together we receive your healing anointing today. In the name that is above every name that is named, thank you. We worship you and bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your Bibles with me to Mark 11, 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. The cross reference says, which is correctly translated, have the faith of God. Another equally accurate translation is how the God kind of faith. But that's very important. You know this. I know you know this. But I want to remind you, you need to plug it into your thinking right now. You are a spirit. You have a soul inside that spirit, made up of your mind, your will, and emotions. The intellectual part of you is your soul. Your soul and your spirit are not the same thing. That's not my subject this morning, but it can't be. The scripture says spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Now, and you live in this physical body. Spirit, soul, and body. Now that's proper. It's not soul, body, mind, and all that. No. Spirit, say spirit.
Spirit.
Soul.
Soul.
And body.
And body.
The word of God, say it, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the spirit, the soul, and discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, now, when you were born again, you were recreated. You are a new creation. I believe it's the Amplified translating that in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That you are a new species of being that never existed before that moment. That old man's dead. You're not just a forgiven sinner. Well, we're just an old sinner saved by grace. You can't be both. You need to be very, very cautious of those stupid sin tags that come from religious brainwashing. Now, let's look at that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Don't lose your place there in Mark 11. We'll come right back there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man, now, I want to make it extremely clear. When the scripture, unless it is referring specifically to the male gender, or the female gender, it'll say man or it'll say woman. Otherwise, it is speaking of the species of man. Huh? I just needed to really make that clear. Because there are some, you know, get all hung up on stupid stuff. Now, therefore, if any human being, any person, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All of it. All of it. All of it. It's not talking about your body. It's not talking about your soul. It's talking about you. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Amen. This is the most basic fundamental in the scripture. Without working knowledge of this, you can't understand the Bible. You'll go religion. You just get into all kinds of things because the devil leads you around by the nose if you think your body is you. And you going around saying, I'm sick. I hurt. No, it's your body that's sick. It's your body that's hurting. I praise God that your spirit's not sick. Now, you can make it sick. And if it's sick, that's the reason your body's hurting and your body's sick. But you got your attention on the natural man. All right. Now, we are born again. Let's go back over there to Mark 11. Then. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. You heard the word. Faith came. You accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You remember what happened to little Mary? The archangel came in and spoke God's word to her. She said, how shall I know since she and I don't know a man? And he said, the Holy Ghost will come on you, so forth and so on. She said, be it done unto me according to your word, or be it done unto me as you have spoken. Those words, the word of God, were the seed, entered into her womb. Huh? The Spirit of God hovered over her, and there was conceived in her a holy thing, a pure human, a pure human. You accepted the Lord Jesus. He was born from above. And the moment you accepted Jesus and the Spirit of God came over you, hovered over you, and you were born again, a very precious and holy thing came to pass. And there was born inside your body a holy, pure human being. Amen. Now this just chokes religious people. What? There was a Sister Amy was building the church there in Los Angeles, and she was they had run out of money, and they were believing God and raising money and so forth for Angelus Temple to finish it. And there was some gypsy folks that she had ministered to them. And boy, I'm telling you, they loved her. Whoa. And there's a whole group of them got together and brought some gold. And the man that was in charge and came out to meet him. We want to see a holy lady. Oh no, Miss McPherson's not a holy lady. And this guy says, she unholy lady? He didn't really care because he figured he's unholy too, you know. And he said, oh no. And in reading her book, he wrote in the book, he said, it struck me for the first time that every born again believer is holy. Everyone. You can prove that. You can prove it in Romans chapter 12, the first verse. Turn open there. You need to. There's something going on in the spirit here. Romans 12. Now, in this area, this is something you have to learn to call things that be not as though they were. You have to learn to do that where your mind is concerned and you find out what something is already in the spirit and stop calling things that are as though they're not or reversing it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not, I like to read that, and quit being conformed to the world. Quit thinking like the world. God sees your body holy, and you need to be calling it holy instead of calling it a piece of trash. Jesus gave his body for that body. He sacrificed his for yours. Now you're sacrificing yours for his. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. This is just a suggestion to you. It sure did help me. There are certain triggers that you can use. For instance, back when the first day that I saw, it hit me. It was one of those moments when I thought, why haven't I seen that before now? When I realized the blessing of Adam, and he blew it away. The blessing of Noah, and all but Shem blew it away. To follow it on down, the blessing of Abraham. Well, finally we got somebody to do something with it. All the way down, that's that same blessing. And I'd read it as individual instance and all that, and it just all gelled up together. And not long after that was when we wrote that book, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. And I saw it. And the Lord said to me, to renew your mind to not a blessing, but the blessing. He said, from now on, whenever you write the word bless, blessing, blessed, any form of bless, capitalize each letter. Now, I know some of you got letters from men that just capitalize everywhere you look at it. And I mean, I do it when I'm writing to somebody or texting somebody. Yeah, I do text. As much as I don't like to do it. Hey, man, you got the thumbs aside. I don't even use my thumb. I tried that a while. It'd come out in tongues, you know, and I saw. You ain't never going to get a long text from me. You can bet on that. But I capitalize it all the time. Well, now, every time renewed my mind that that is a precious word. And when someone sneezes, I say, bless you, but I'm thinking capital letters. I really do. I really don't like to do that when somebody sneezes. To me, it stinks. Boils something as powerful as that down to a sneeze. Well, I said it. I fell on my face before the Lord. And this struck me. And so I, for a long time, I still do it quite a lot. Rather than to refer to my body, I'm referring to my sacrifice. This is my sacrifice. I sacrifice this. So, there are little triggers like that you can do to renew your mind. Do any of you sometime during the day just feel like you've got a wet head or something? Years ago, I said, God, I am not going to allow myself, I don't care how tired I am, I don't care where I am, I'm not going to allow myself to let 24 hours go by that I don't pray for my partner. And I need help with this. So I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every time my hand touches that shower knob, I pray for my partners. I just wondered if you felt wet and... I still do it today. I've been doing this for 30 years or better. I still do it today. I don't know. It's so automatic now. I just walk in there and just start praying. And it just, praise God. And I've had some interesting showers. But you can assign certain trigger points that'll cause you to renew your mind. Now, don't use something that's unscriptural because it'll stay with you. Oh, yes, sir. I hadn't thought of that in a while. Yeah. I decided, the scripture says, he that's given to appetite, let him put a knife to his throat. Well, that knife is the word of God. And, I'm not going into being given to appetite. Oh. So, I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up the word glutton and come against that thing. I'm going to see what the scripture says about it. And I was struggling with it. And I was shocked to see that everywhere the word glutton was found, drunkard was in the same verse. because it is a drug addiction. Now, refined sugar, well, actually any kind of sugar, but especially refined sugar, is a narcotic. That's the reason that you can take refined sugar and mix it with dope. And unless you've got a chemical to tell you the difference, you can't tell the difference because it reacts the same. And it will, enough of it will react the same. It is a drug. You can get drunk on it. Anyway, I won't go into all that. But I saw what I had to do. I had to be delivered from sugar the same way. I went to the Lord. I said, I don't understand this. I said, you delivered me from, you delivered me from smoking. I mean, I started smoking when I was a little kid. And sure, you kidding? I liked it. Two things I really like to do is smoke and cuss. I mean, my granddaddy, my great-granddaddy, they called him Cussing Owens. And my grandfather was, he probably wasn't as good as my great-grandfather, but boy, I'm telling you, he was good. Yeah. And I wanted to be just like him, and I was. And because of his blood pressure, they took him off of tobacco, but he kept him a little can of tobacco sitting there by his chair. He'd open it up and smell of it. Anyway, I was really, man, I'm telling you. And after I got born again, man, I hated them cigarettes. I wanted done with that. I wanted done that. I'd throw them out the window and then go turn around because I didn't have money enough to buy anymore and go back. I'm out there in the weeds looking for them. And I'm thinking, they're going to look at, what is that fool looking for out there in the weeds? Somebody's going to say, he's looking for his stupid cigarettes. Ah, hated it. But hating it, crying over it, even cussing them, ain't going to get rid of them, baby. No more than it's going to get rid of the pie and the cake. And having a buddy that works at Mrs. Baird's Bakery. And you go over there and get a loaf of that bread before they slice it out of the oven. Go out and sit down in your car. And eat the whole thing. Particularly if you got you some B-U-T-T-E-R. All refined flour, all starch, metabolizes instantaneously into sugar. And you eating that much sugar, I'm telling you, you can get so stupid on it, and you get to the place where you just can't stop eating it. You're a totally, completely, helplessly, hopelessly addicted to it. And you can go on a diet and eat 3 peanuts a day for a month. And nothing else! Dry up like a prune. And the day you go off the diet, you go back over and get you another loaf of that bread, baby. I can eat it now. Yeah, for about 9 days. Only this time you gained 10 more than you did before. I did all that. And I came under conviction of it. The day, 1967. Well, actually, December 66. Gloria and I left Fort Worth for Tulsa, going to Oral Roberts University. And the Lord said, you get this fat off you, boy. Now. Okay. I want to say, I'm trying. Trying don't get it. I said, okay. And I weighed right at 240. So, and I weigh 170 now. And half of, anyway, I won't go into all that. But I said, I don't understand this. You delivered me from smoking. Now, I never was a drinker. I wasn't against it. I just didn't like it. Thanks to my mother. But mother prayed for me night and day. You understand that? 13 years she prayed for me night and day. So, but anyway. I said, you delivered me from smoking. You delivered me from drinking. How are you going to deliver me from food? And I struggled with that. Finally had sense enough to go to James chapter 1 and in faith ask God for the wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. The diet is not the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. And so after a while, the Lord said, I didn't deliver you. When I delivered you from smoking, I didn't deliver you from breathing. I delivered you from breathing smoke. He said, I didn't deliver you from drinking. I delivered you from drinking alcohol. And I saw it. It isn't, it's not being delivered from food, it's being delivered from certain foods. There's certain stuff that you, and you know what they are, you don't have no business eating ever again. Not for 2 or 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 6 months. You don't need it for the rest of your born life. And I had the Lord say this to me. He said, if you have to keep refusing the same thing over and over again, he said, you ain't going to make it 100% of the time. You're going to yield to it. And when you do, you're on your way back into that addiction. And I thought, how am I going to renew my mind to that? So I took sugar, pie, cake. The Lord had taught me this. Take the scriptures and write them down. In this case, all the scriptures on glutton and drunkard and the knife to your throat and so forth and so on. And put it right there in front of me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Cake, pie, sugar. I have no need of you in my life hereafter forever, and push it away. Get the elements of communion and receive it. If you even get tempted, go back and do it again. You take communion. You receive communion. Your health is, listen, this body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. This thing is holy. It's holy. It don't need to be treated like a sack of beans. It's the devil that's caused us not to have any respect for it. Amen. That body don't just belong to you, sweetheart. It belongs to Jesus. He bought and paid for it. And when you make the decision is yours. But once you make that decision, a quality decision is a decision about which there's no more argument and from which there is no retreat. You say, Lord, I believe I'm going to fast for a day or two here. You're about to eat six of the biggest meals you have ever eaten in your life. Because you just announced to the devil that you're thinking about fasting. Boy, he'll put an end to that so fast. You'll be sitting there with both jaws bulged out, and the thought will say, what happened to your fast? Oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I know. But when you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, based on this scripture in the 58th chapter of the book of Isaiah, food will not cross my lips for the next 24 hours, the next 48 hours, whatever it is. And you know it won't. Your flesh will get in line. Write it down. Write down the vision. Get it in front of your eyes, the scripture. Carry them around in your notebook. Get them out and read them. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to throw you one inside and low. Really low. I had the Lord say this to me. There are skinny gluttons. Just because it don't make you fat, don't make it right. Just pig out just because you can. Sometimes that's worse. Forgive me, but that's funny. Because I used to hate you. You skinny. Well, in order to get off of this, I was talking about those spiritual trigger points. And someone, they look at me like, what? They'd walk up to me and that, you know, it'd be at a party or something and there'd be birthday cake or, I never was much of a cake eater, but so, hey, son. Oh, dear Lord of God, Jesus, have mercy on them coconut pies. Ow! But I have no taste for them. Someone woke up and offered me, you know, a piece of that cake. I smiled and said, no, thank you, I don't drink. They don't know what I'm doing, but I know what I'm doing. The drunkard and the glutton. Are you listening to me? That trigger point, it triggered. And particularly if the temptation of that, you just start getting hungry for it and you're looking for something around there and some skinny glutton left something in the refrigerator. I have no need of you again in my life forever. If it persists, get the thing out of there, put it on the table, go get the communion elements, get the word of God, go through the process, and just shove that thing out there and say, I don't partake of you, and I don't partake of liquor, and I don't smoke, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you get out of my house. I went to a meeting in Houston, Texas. Hilton Sutton, Charles Rogers, my goodness, back then, about 1963. And I was so pulled into the ministry, I was halfway down there on the job I already had, and I called Gloria and I said, I'm going to go on down to Houston. I don't have money enough to come home, sweetheart. I said, I'll come back and get you when I can. She said, okay. So I went on down there, and I thought, you know, I just took my cigarettes out of my pocket and stuck them up over the sun visor. And I'd been down there 2 weeks, and someone there came up to me and handed me some money and said, Brother Copeland, go on Fort Worth and get Glory. You need to get her up. I said, glory to God, give it here, buddy. And so I went out there and got in the car, and something dripped down on my face. And I looked up there, and there's that pack of cigarettes. I hadn't thought of them the whole time I was in there. And I looked up there and just kind of smiled at it. And I said, uh-huh, that's all of you. The word separated me from it. Now, the word of God will separate you from unnecessary things. If you get on over into total immersion in it, or anything close, it'll separate you from food. It'll separate you from unnecessary things. We were there in Tulsa and going to ORU. I was an every morning newspaper guy. Man, I read that whole newspaper and the funny papers and everything in there, you know, and this is, you know, all of it. And I said, I'd heard Brother Hagin say that, what the statement I just made to you. I said, Gloria, I'm gonna fast this newspaper for a week. She said, that's good. I will too. Now that was in 1967. So figure it up for yourself. That's 50 years ago. And I haven't picked up one since. I pick up something and there'd be something in there that, and Gloria had, I said, what is that? Okay. But to pick one up and read it on purpose never crosses my mind. I'm not against it. There ain't anything I carry anything bad in there. I'm not against it. It's just gone. It isn't there anymore. You can pile newspapers from here to the wall over there, and it would never occur to me to read one of them. You can do the same thing with movies. You can do the same thing with news on the TV. Well, I don't watch anything but Fox. Really? Well, I got to admit, they won't lie to you quite as bad as the rest of them, but they're in business to feed you. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Lord, where am I? Okay, thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Now, okay. Yes, sir. Let's go back to Mark 11. Well, anyway, did you get anything out of that? I knew you would. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Very significant. The leaves didn't get hit first. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Have it. Have faith in God. Do you remember he said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear? Yeah. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that hath ears to hear. to hear. He's not talking about these paddles on the side of your head. Everybody's got those. He's talking about a decision to hear. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Not what somebody else said about it, but what God said about it. All right, listen to me. What, hey, just cut out the top spot. Whatever else, the doctor's report, even good things. I'm telling you, we are not against doctors at all. They're fighting the same devils we're fighting. Now, but even a powerful Dr. Don Colbert, those of you know who Dr. Colbert is, he's been on our broadcast a couple of times. Very close friend of ours. And he gives Gloria and I our physical, you know, ever so often. And so he's written many fine books on health and just, and all of it extremely scriptural. Because his wife is a Rhema graduate and he's an ORU graduate. Now that's the kind of doctor you need, sweetheart. I mean it. One that'll sit there and pray in tongues while you're sitting in his office. Oh, yeah. Amen. Anyway, he's just written a new book and concerning the ketogenic diet, which is, I won't go into the structure of it, but this extremely important diet. And so BVOVN on our broadcast has got the exclusive introduction to it to the body of Christ. Amen. You will have seen it first on the BVOVN. Amen. And that's wonderful. That's not first place. Pull it right down here. What did and does God say about it? First, that goes right up here to the top. People want to read Dr. Colbert's book first. No. Read Dr. Jesus' book first and compare Dr. Colbert's or anybody else's on anything. That's all down the line. So it's, well, what things, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Yes, sir, I will just soon as I do this. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith or says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And, say and. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your heavenly Father may forgive you your trespasses. Now that's, you cannot escape this. That is the way faith works. It is just that simple. Don't complicate the Word of God. Don't complicate faith. Amen. The most uncomplicated person in the universe wrote this. I'm going to tell you how easy and uncomplicated he is. I am. Now, what's my response? I am too. I am love. I am sick and tired. No, that don't match the I am. Okay, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You are born of the same word. Your spirit of his spirit. Ephesians 5:30 says that you're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. You have exactly the same spiritual DNA as Jesus. You are, and you know what? He's firstborn, so are you. You're joint heir with the firstborn. You have his exact spiritual DNA. You are an exact twin to Jesus Christ in your spirit. And you have access to his mind. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We struck something in the spirit right there. We struck a place in the spirit. Yes, sir, I'll do it right now. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, I got room for it right there. God's will to heal. Let's put that up on the screen, David, please. Now, you can go to Keith Moore's website and Faith Life Church, and you can download this free. And when you do, be sure you see to it that you sow into Keith and Phyllis's ministry over this. This, oh, my. God's will to heal. Now, excuse me. You can order his large book by that title, and you'll find this in the back of that book. Now, you can see mine's pretty tattered. And that's because I use it all the time. How do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Now, before I do this, I want you to know something. Keith Moore graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center. Then Brother Hagin started healing school at Rhema. Keith stayed on at Rhema for a little over 20 years. And he taught healing school for 17. The man knows something about healing. Amen? Now, how do we know? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Remember that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34. He never changes, Malachi 3:6. So what he said to them yesterday, he's saying to you today, God's word is God speaking to me. These statements were taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe and obey, and so forth. What did God say? 101 things God said. Are we up? Okay. Number one, I am the Lord that healeth thee, Exodus 15:26. Your days shall be 120 years, Genesis 6:3. Now, let me show you something now. I'm going through these. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I believe I receive that. Your days shall be 120 years. I believe I receive my days being 120 years. You shall be buried in a good old age. Yes, I set myself in agreement with that. You shall come to your grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Job 5:26. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12:13. I will. Now there's the will of God for healing. I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. I will not put any of the diseases you're afraid of on you. I will take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7, 15. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11, 9, and 21. I turn the curse into a blessing unto you because I love you. Deuteronomy 23, 5. Nehemiah 13, 2. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. I believe I receive that. Deuteronomy 28, 61. Galatians 3, 13. As your days, so shall your strength be. Whoa. 80 years old, as your days, so shall your strength be. 120, as your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33, 25. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33, 24, 25. Who was that ransom? That was weak. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30, 1 and 2. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29, 11. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41, 2. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness. Psalm 41, 3. I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43, 5. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling. Psalm 91, 10. I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91, 16. Let me give you something. Let me give you something. Genesis 6, 3. The days of man, read it in the New Living. It says, the normal lifespan of man shall be 120 years. Huh? Now, that's the only place in the Bible where God set. Now, you're not stuck with 120. You can live to be 121, 128, 130. I'm not going to. I'm going. Glory and I are going on my 120th birthday. I know how we're going to go. I've seen it in the name of Jesus. But I made a quality decision here because I didn't want to. The Lord asked me to. So I was glad to do it. He said, anyway. Now, when you see long life, with long life will satisfy you. You find scriptures there with long life, long days, see good life and all that. It's all based on 120. Now, let me give you something else here. Now that the foundation for this has been laid, and you won't get mad at me for saying it. The food laws in the book of Leviticus, the reason he made those a law is to force them to keep them. So they'd live long. Those food laws are based on 120 years. Isn't it amazing that medical science agrees the body should live 120 years? We don't know why it doesn't. It's because, pig out. You're eating stuff that'll kill you. Amen. It's amazing that great heart doctors die of heart failure. Anyway, now, I don't keep those food laws because they're laws. Help me, Lord, because I don't want this to be misunderstood. When I read in the scripture, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, casting the whole of your care over on him, for he cares for you. Read that in the Greek text and you'll understand it this way. Once and for all. For me, that's a law. I know it's a spiritual law, but to me, it's a command. Gloria and I took communion on that one. Well, a lot of you saw us. We were outside around the boat dock. I taught on this for 2 weeks on the broadcast. And when I got through teaching on it, the Lord brought me under conviction on it. And I'd heard Brother Hagin's testimony about it. I said, yes, sir, I'll do it. I will do it. Oh, I'm so glad that I did. First Peter 5:6-10, and did exactly what he said. We and took communion, and I said, in the name of Jesus, by faith, I'll not let the sun go down on care and worry in my life again hereafter forever. Now, I had to repent and go back and reestablish it. Now, I did the same thing on those food laws because they're right. And that's one of the ways that I don't go back over there and then nitpick that. I certainly don't nitpick it when it comes to eating locusts and crickets. That's on the good food list. Nobody has to suggest that I don't eat buzzard. Well, there ain't no difference in a pig and a buzzard. I know. I made you mad, finally. I hope so. I hope you get so mad at me, you can't sleep and get in the Word of God and fix it. Amen. Forgive me and let's get you healed here from eating all that pork. No, I didn't say that. No, you can eat all the pig you want to eat. Don't be blaming it on me now. No. Oh, Lord. Number 19. I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91:16. I heal all your diseases. Psalm 103:3. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destruction. Psalm 107:20. You shall not die but live and declare my work. Psalm 118:17. I tell you, I got the happy all over me right now. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds in Psalm 147:3. Glory to God. Somebody has had a sore that wouldn't heal and it's healed right now. He's binding up that wound that wouldn't heal right, that bone that didn't set right. Glory to God. Hey, check it out. You're healed now. My good report makes your bones fat. Now that's what you ought to be, fat in your bones. Amen. Osteoporosis is healed right now. The good report has made your bones fat and strong. Osteopenia is healed right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, leukemia is healed and being healed right now, because leukemia is in the marrow of the bones. There is a sweeping of healing. The glory is here, and it's rolling, and it's sweeping, and it's sweeping out the sickness, and it's sweeping out the disease, and it's sweeping out the desire to eat and drink things you don't have any business to, smoking or drinking or bondage is broken. Yes, you'll not smoke another cigarette. I am gonna say it by faith, and the next cigarette you smoke is gonna make you puke. Now I said it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow, to your bones. My words are life to you and health, medicine to all your flesh. Proverbs 4:22. My good report makes your bones fat. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. It does good like a medicine. It does good like a medicine, I said. Why ain't you laughing? Why ain't you laughing? Ha, 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 ha. Take your medicine. What are you laughing at? Cancer? I'm laughing at cancer. I'm laughing at blood disease. I'm laughing at bad eyesight. I'm laughing at a plugged up nose. I'm laughing at a growth in the ear. I'm laughing at thyroid problem. I'm laughing at goiters. I'm laughing at damaged hearing. Glory to God. Ha 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 sister, I am laughing at something that happened to you when you were a little girl and was very hurtful to you. It is gone, darling. It is gone. And I'm laughing. I'm hilarious at the hurt that happened when George went home to be with Jesus. Oh, he's laughing. He's sitting up there laughing right now. And I'm sitting down here laughing. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah, hey, 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 yeah, hey, 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 I dance to the life. Oh, Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I said, oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Irma, you're the funniest thing I've seen in a long time, girl. What's the name of that other joke out there in Atlanta? Jose. Jose, can you hear me? Mama knows, Jose, adios, adios, Jose, we go away from you, Mama knows I love you, adios. Pollo Loco. Stupido. You know, you tend to get like this when you get drunk. Where was I? Oh, the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Whoa. Hey, dummy, you singing? Oh, come on. Yeah. I know it's talking about somebody that's deaf and dumb, but hey, dummy. Why you call me dummy? Because I just wanted to. Say, what does that have to do with my healing? Nothing. What's the matter with you, Copeland? I'm drunk. And when I get drunk, I can call you dummy if I please to. And besides that, I'm 80 years old. I'll call you whatever I want to. Except for my cousin. She's the same age I am. I'm there, you know. Yeah, but then she don't mind. I used to call her worse than that. Oh, come on. What's the matter with you? Loosen up. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. The tongue of the dung shall sing. And the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Hallelujah. Anybody that has any form of stammering, it is gone right now. Your tongue is loosed. Loosed. All of you that have had just this little tiny stammer in speaking in tongues, but you say, I want more. I want to be fluent. Loosed. Loosed. Start laughing and you'll go in. You'll just go in the tongue. You'll just like the rest of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the lame man shall leap as a hart. Let's jump like a deer. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. I'll tell you what. Somebody ought to be, well, it'd just be a good time to take off running, throw them crutches somewhere and just go for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will recover you and make you to live. I'm ready to save you. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. I believe I receive that. To your old age and gray hairs, I'll carry you and will deliver you. I bore your sickness. I carried your pain. I was put to sickness for you. With my stripes you're healed. I will heal you. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure you and reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. I'll bind up that which was broken and strengthen that which was sick. Behold, I'll cause breath to enter into you and you will live. And I put my spirit in you and you shall live. Whithersoever the river shall come shall live. They shall be healed, and everything that shall live where the river comes. Seek me and you will live. I have risen with healing in my wings. I will be thou clean. I took your infirmities. I bore your sicknesses. If you're sick, you need a physician, and I'm the Lord your physician. I'm moved with compassion toward the sick, and I heal them. I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. According to your faith, be it done unto you. I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. I heal them all. As many as touch me are made perfectly whole. Healing is the children's bread. I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. My anointing heals the brokenhearted and delivers the captives, recovers sight to the blind, and sets at liberty them that are bruised. I heal all those that have need of healing. I'm not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and others shall be in it means hurt you. Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loose today. In me is life. I'm the bread of life. I give you life. The words I speak unto you are spirit, and they are life. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. I'm the resurrection and the life. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. I stretch forth my hand to heal. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. I, Kenneth Copeland, receive it. I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. My power causes diseases to depart from you. The law of the spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. The same spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you. That spirit will quicken your mortal body. Your body is a member of me. Your body is a temple of my spirit. You're to glorify me in your body. If you'll rightly discern my body, which is broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged, you'll not be weak, sick, or die prematurely. I have set gifts of healings in my body. My life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh. I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you. And if you trust me, I will yet deliver you. I have given you my name and have put all things under your feet. I want it to be well with you, and I want you to live long on the earth. I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. I'll deliver you from every evil work. I tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who had the power of death. I delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. I wash your body with pure water. Lift up the weak hands and the feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. Let the elders anoint you and pray for you in my name, and I'll raise you up. Pray for one another and I'll heal you. By my stripes you were healed. My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of me. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Beloved, I wish, or I pray above all things, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul.